Blog Talk Radio.
Shows to listen to, so you didn't forget who we were. You know, so there's that.
Anybody that's listening to our show is not going to forget your voice.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Guys. So, this is Mac. Hi. How are you? What's going on? What are you wearing?
Cool.
Big Sean over there.
Yeah.
A puzzled look on his face, as usual. We have Christina.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, that big resounding hello from Christina. And Christina.
Wow.
Brutal.
Dang.
That's brutal.
So we've been gone. We've been, we bought land. We bought land. We're landowners. Officially, we own our own forest.
You land us.
We have.
It's in a place called BFE.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, not a lot of neighbors. Yeah, so we're getting it fenced off. You know, getting
every
it.
So often in the distance, you hear a banjo.
Yeah. Yeah, neighbors shout out to us as they went by. You know, yeah, pretty now.
You just expect that baby to stroll down your road.
What's a baby?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, they weren't baby. So, got the, gonna have it fenced off.
It's a lot of land.
Compound. We're gonna start a cult.
Yeah.
We figured, you know, we have our own cult.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid.
Hey, it's great. Okay, it is great. I thought you'd like the grape. So, I do have my aviation, sunglasses ordered. So, I have those. I'm gonna rock those.
Do we all get to wear white tennis shoes?
Well, of course. I mean, the standard, you know. Yeah. With jumpsuits. Isn't that how it goes?
Little like the Haley Bop comic.
Haley Bop, 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 Haley Bop, 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 Haley Bop.
What's going to be our trigger to drink the Kool-Aid, though? I mean, that was the comic.
Thirst.
Just, okay.
Yeah, thirst.
We're just saying.
When you're thirsty. Hey, look, Frigger's got thirsty. All right, bye, Brett. See ya. Okay, who's thirsty next? Damn it! There's shit. Which one is this?
That's exactly.
That right. Is a great rock.
It's all done after that.
Now we're done. Maybe we should make it grape. Let's make it lemon lime. I don't like lemon lime.
There you go.
I could survive on that one.
What's that? So I'd be the first one on that one.
You like lemon lime?
Lemon lime? Okay.
So swamp. But, yeah, so we have a really cool compound thing going to happen. Much fun. We stayed out there in our RV, you know. Just me, Christy, and the trees. But we are not here to talk about that, so back off, okay? Stop asking me questions, people. All right, so we're here to talk about, yet again, another issue of the Hunter's Magazine. Let me spit that out. Well, we had a couple different magazines.
Mac already drank the Kool-Aid.
But it's
and
fine.
Good.
Trails. That was an evil look. Oh, yeah. I need thirst stuff. Drinky poos.
Oh, man.
Drinky poos?
Okay. Luckily, this time, I ate before I came over here. So, basically... we hit it a little too hard like last time, Sean's not going to get white girl wasted. So,
oh, I can get white girl wasted, which is not a good look to you, by the way. Okay.
Christina did not enjoy dealing with me for the rest of that night.
Oh, is that, you brought him back. I'm impressed.
She did not kill me after that incident. No, that was... And it wasn't...
So, but we had these bruises you didn't understand the next day.
It was my date off the next day. I'm not thinking.
Give me that.
It's whiskey.
They're not thinking. Anyway, so we're doing another show. I mean, another issue. And we've got... It's going to be Halloween-based kind of stuff, which is cool. You know, each issue, I will... interview people from the, you know, that are in the afterlife. Okay, let's see. I've done Hunter S. Thompson. I've interviewed him. I've interviewed the Marx Brothers. I've interviewed Elvis. I've interviewed the Rat Pack was the last one. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dean Martin got interviewed in our last magazine. It's good stuff. And in this one, we're actually, I'm going further with the interviews, and I'm interviewing someone that's already gone, that's been dead and gone many different times. I'm interviewing Jason Voorhees.
Does he talk?
Yes, he does. He's quite articulate. As a matter of fact.
He's articulate in what way?
Hey, have you seen how he can throw a machete? That guy's pretty together.
One staff for yes, two for no.
Good job.
Backhanded you, Jason Voorhees, one code. Little Camp Crystal Lake.
No, that's Michael Myers that doesn't talk.
So Jason.
Jason can talk. I was trying to get Freddie as well, but his agents, just don't get back to you. They just don't.
He said he's still in mourning from Wes Craven.
That was part of that, too.
Wes Craven.
Yeah. Wow. What a buzzkill. Wes Craven. Talented individual.
Yeah, that was a big bummer. That was a blow to the horror community.
Yeah, truly it was. And we definitely like the horror. We have you've got a movie review.
Yes.
That didn't make it in the last one. For whatever reason.
Yeah, for whatever reason. A.K.A. the dude that does the graphics. He didn't want to throw it in there.
He's like, oh, yeah.
I was just being passive aggressive because you wouldn't let me touch you on your peppy.
Oh.
So you don't get... Yes. Your article doesn't go in if I don't get to touch you on the peppy.
It's never going into the magazine.
Oh, sure. That's why it's already going in because,
You did write a good story changing the subject. You did write a good story about the history of Halloween.
Yes.
Did you read it?
It is a skimming version because the history of Halloween I found out.
Well, don't
quickly.
Give it away. Now people want to buy the magazine. Don't give the ending
away. The super duper in-depth.
Super scooper?
Yeah, it's...
Now that's marketing. See how
especially if you go from each culture. It's... I got myself... I shouldn't have volunteered for that. That's all I'm going to say. I found out afterward. There's a
but
lot
you did it
research.
In one article.
Yes.
It's not to be continued.
Skimming. No.
The abridged version.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. I'm doing the truncated version.
Ooh, truncated. Ooh. That sounds like something that Jason Voorhees would do.
No. Truncated.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him.
Back to Jason. I have to bring this up because Jason X... was probably the worst one.
No, it was not.
But my
Jason X is not the worst one.
Probably one of my
had the most kills
of all the Jason and Friday the 13th movies. When they use the hologram to confuse him to think that he's back at Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
I like when he picks the girls up in the sleeping bags and bangs them against the tree and they're like, ouch, ouch, ouch. That's probably one of my favorites.
How come I had the best humor in it? Did he rock that new mask or what?
That was weird.
So that one took you out. I mean, whenever they do the Jason, and they're supposed to be doing another TV series on him, anytime that they have that, they're going to have to just forget that one was ever made. All right. But I will say, Jason X had the most kills. But my personal favorite, okay, was Jason Goes to Hell.
That was a good one?
That was a good one. That was a good one. I mean, the opening credits when they're, you know, just the credits were cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with all the slicing and the, you know, with the scalpel through the different...
We should have, you know what, now that we're talking about this, we should have done a trivia in the magazine. So we're going to keep that in mind for future reference. A horror movie trivia. And the
yeah.
next issue... The issue
well,
after
I mean,
that'll give you the answer.
Completely, it's being put together still, so
yeah.
we can still do it.
All right.
Print for a few weeks, a couple weeks.
No.
Yeah, a couple weeks. A week.
A week.
A week.
It's the Halloween issue.
A week, we have yeah.
a couple weeks is still out for Halloween. I have to do all the work, okay?
Looks like it's good that you're staying home this weekend, right?
Well, I'm going to need some coffee.
Right?
We did turn our...
Oh, thanks, Christina. The one time she said something, so flip me poopy. I like it.
And I'm pretty sure that Christy's already went through, read, and edited it, too.
I emailed it to him.
What email? Okay, that's it. Which email?
Pictures.
We even sent pictures.
Yeah, but I never use you guys as pictures.
Yeah,
because, no, because they always have pictures of him as a baby. You know, I've opened them up. They're horrible.
Yeah. I look like Bobo and Little Devil from
Puzzle You truly do.
As a baby. I get Diane.
Oh, my God, from now on, you're Bobo.
that was my nickname as a kid, so...
Yeah.
Different movie, Walk Like a Man with Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
That's where I got the nickname Bobo. So I'm already Bobo, so that
Bobo.
I could go with that.
Hey, Bobo.
Bobo.
How you doing, Bobo?
Little Devil.
And Little Devil. That was a jealous, you know what? I got to tell you, I loved that movie.
It's a great movie.
It was a great movie.
See,
you know, it got pinned badly.
That's it. I want to add horror trivia.
Well, who asked you? You have to boss it. Okay.
Hold on. Let me ask the boss. Christy, can I do that?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. Well, what else we got in the issue? You did a review of...
Isn't that Haunted Attractions?
The Haunted Attractions
of
Winchester
Mystery. The Winchester Mystery.
No, it's not.
You know, the gun people with the crazy...
No, house. I know. I used to do T-shirts for them back in the day.
You know, you used to live in the same city.
Oh, I mean, right next to them. I mean, you got this cool, beautiful house, and right next to it is like 20 movie theaters, you know? Right? I mean, all the Cinerama ones with the round, you know...
Yeah, a bunch of little domes.
I've seen so many movies there, Blade Runner, you know, those were the places.
Horror movies.
All right, and then we have... do we have a book review this time?
Here's the one on the books.
Yeah, okay.
So no book review, okay. Well, you know.
No, I got book reviews.
You just read this book. You said it was good.
Yeah, I've read a couple different ones. I've actually read two from Nick Cutter that I can talk about. He's a new up-and-coming horror writer, so I can include that. But the fun thing about our magazine is the graphics. I mean, we have some off-the-wall stuff in there.
I'm going to say the articles are written very well.
They're okay. I mean, you know, any monkey can write anything. But, you know, then put the things together and actually have some cool pictures and something that really get people interested. I mean, it's all about the graphics. Isn't that right, Gonzo?
Wah, wah, wah. You got nothing
for Gonzo? No, he thought about it. There he goes. Yeah, yeah, baby.
And,
Yeah.
Well,
I did the Something Wicked.
Yeah, we'll do it this time.
You want me to say who I wrote it about?
Yeah!
I wrote it about the Bender family.
Oh, that was a good
now,
one.
Now, do not look that up.
Yeah,
that's a good one. And buy the issue.
Oh, yeah, I almost gave everything away on that one. Okay, moving on before I'm dumb enough to say something else.
I'll just say their name is The Bloody Benders.
I also did another... tech review this time. I believe, if I remember right, it was the Laser Grid.
Laser Grid is cool.
Which is one of the
we
items
like the
that we
grid.
Use as
yeah.
a theme.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very affordable.
Yeah.
So I give a review and use for that in the new issue as well.
Did you didn't do one on the robot, so that we use.
No. That will be upcoming.
I mean, how many other ghost hunting teams have actually... use robots.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
No, so that's cool. Well, we ought to do a whole footage thing and whatnot. What's the case, the paranormal case this time?
It's on Bozeman Paranormal.
Oh, okay.
From Surrey, Montana.
All right, so that's their case.
Well, it'll be about their team.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to, you know, introduce their team, and then we're going to spotlight their top investigation.
Uh-huh.
Very funny. Where they went, yeah.
Do we have that in?
She has sent me all the information.
Did I get it in?
Because I want to do it. I'm waiting for her to call me to do it.
So I guess I haven't put that in the magazine.
That's because you have 90% of it already, and she wanted you to start on that.
Oh, I could just smack you. But you'd like it.
You want to smack me?
Come here. Ooh, slime.
Come here.
Slime.
All right, so we got that going.
Yeah, and then Alfred's writing Haunted Montana.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is going to feature places in Montana.
So we're going to have some. We're definitely going to contribute to Montana this year.
Yeah, good.
No, you're wrong. I was wrong.
I'm not wrong.
No, I was. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but see how that works out? That's one of our standard arguments. Now, we'll be talking. I'm wrong, right?
Whatever.
But it wasn't even my idea at the beginning. You know, you understand how our arguments go.
Book review.
Okay.
Julie did a book review.
Oh. Well, that's
oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry, Julie.
That's the one you had to have her flush out. And we have another cool, I mean, last issue, we had this really cool paranormal story. I mean, it's fiction.
House
on Harlan. Yeah, done by a really talented writer. I can say that because he's not here, and otherwise I'd just be insulting him all the time.
Right.
Because that's what you do with Mike. But he's got another one for us.
Yes, and yeah. One is his friends.
Do I have that one here?
No, you have Mike's, because his friend is
going to
be the next one.
Oh. You're going
to
ask that.
Yes.
All right, so and what else have we got going with that? Bunch of little ads, a little horror or paranormal internet stuff, and what else?
We're going to do a review of the bad. Why do you keep pointing at something? What do you want? We're going to do a review of all the bad Halloween music and soundtracks.
Yeah, who's doing that?
Me.
Have you done it yet?
No. It's in your email.
I just told you you had one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people here.
Yes.
Yeah, just because that thing is garbage. Because the first time I hear it, I can't get it out of my friggin' head.
Well, that's beautiful. That's the way it should be. The Monster Mash?
No.
I love the Monster Mash.
I love the Monster Mash.
Do you have this one? I mean, that's some Halloween music right there for background. That's our closing theme.
Yeah.
All right, well, it sounds like we have some pretty cool stuff coming on.
Yes.
And we're going to do a little cartoon. We're going to add a little paranormal cartoon thing in there. That'll be fun.
Paranormal comic strip.
Yeah.
Ongoing feature as well.
Well, we're going to introduce some characters. I'm going to let the people, you know, our readers name them. It's going to be kind of a contest kind of thing that I'm just now coming up with. I mean, the what? Yeah. So, and the winner will actually get a cool prize.
So we could just use this as a medium for the the magazine. All right, cool. Check that up.
Well, I do what I want.
Not this next Monday,
but
the Monday after.
Nice,
Narf.
So, what we're looking at is what the, I believe that's the 25th? Or no, the 19th.
Yeah.
Christina's birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. And that was the show.
I got an itch, sorry.
I know, everyone stopped and staring at Sean itching himself. I mean, have you ever seen Sean itch? It's something to stop and watch. Surely it is. It's fascinating. That, you know, up there with paint.
I think I dirtied my diaper.
Oh, you little devil. All right, so we got that. We also want to also, when we're talking, we also want to say.
I guess becoming highly symptomatic.
Yeah, well, I've been there, done that. Anything else you want to read about in our magazine, If you want to contribute to the magazine, then you contact the magazine. And where are they going to contact that at, Christy?
There is, you can always email our team at info@thehauntedhunters.com, or you can go on to Facebook and type in your little search bar on the top, The Haunted Hunters Magazine.
Yeah, we have a Facebook for that.
And you can message us directly through our page.
How's that doing?
It's actually picking up quite a few likes here recently. I can look it up.
I don't even think I've liked our own page.
I know I've liked our own page. We walk around with a little device in our pocket all day long. And all you do
is...
I will next week. I love my Samsung stuff. I love my Galaxy phones.
No. All right, so we got, and I know we're missing some other stuff, too. Some other thing, because we jam-packed that magazine full of all kinds of cool stuff. You know, I like to do masks, some of the cool masks for Halloween. You know, I'll probably put a little thing in there, Halloween masks.
We were going to do a little...
the top 10.
We were talking about doing, yeah, a little...
Top 10, top worst.
We were going to do a little write-up on distortions.
Yeah. Distortions is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So we got a lot of Halloween stuff in our trick or treat. You know, are we gonna do one on candy? No. You want the apples with the razor blades? Because those are the hot item. Those really are.
With the no, this year I've noticed a lot is the basically it's ecstasy. They're telling you to watch out for pills or small round shaped candies with superhero logos on them. Don't let the kids touch those.
Keep those for yourself. Okay, go on.
When the kiddies go to bed, then you take those.
Okay.
Whee!
Why would anyone do something like that to a kid?
Why would people back in the day take the razor blades and shove them in the apple? They can't get
well, I understand. I mean, kids were really obnoxious back then. They weren't complacent with their own little handheld entertainment devices. They were running rampant through the street. I mean, at that point in time, I could see... You know, trying to take a few of the little bastards out.
Right.
But, I mean, now, I mean, they're all, you know, they don't even look at you. They don't even, they don't involve themselves with other people. They're zombies. Yeah, they're phone zombies.
But, no, I mean,
tech zombies is what they are.
Growing up, the rule around our house was is when we went out trick-or-treating, we were not allowed to eat anything unless it was given from a family member until mom and dad checked the bag. Now, as I'm older, I realized that that was also code for we get to take the best stuff.
Yeah.
And found out quickly that I was losing a lot more candy than I had expected. So it was like, what happened to all the Tootsie Rolls? Why is there Tootsie Rolls all over Dad's nightstand? What's going on here? So, yeah. Found out quick. But no, it's always
how come I never get Snickers?
It's
I knew there were Snickers in there.
Check the candy. I know a lot nowadays. You do the things like the trunk or treats, where it's a safe trick or treating.
Oh,
do it in the malls.
Yeah.
Do it in the church parking lot.
Yeah, we have a storefront where we have anyone that knows us knows that we have a storefront where we do. Nerds are us, and we do computer and graphics, well, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, so we do part of that with our downtown climate, and I had to stock up on apples and razors. I kept just kidding. I'm throwing the peaches this year. That was a cute face.
Fireball will grab you by the boo-boo, man.
Fireball gonna grab you by the boo-boo. Okay, now that's a quote. That's going in the magazine. And then Big Sean said, Fireball gonna grab you by the boo-boo.
It will, man.
And then what's it gonna do to you then?
Turn me white girl wasted.
White girl wasted.
I'm telling you right now. And it's not good when Sean gets to that point.
White girl wasted.
I think they should have, you know, we're on the topic of Halloween. I think that we should have adult Halloween where we just go to everybody's house and take shots.
Yeah, because that won't get you in jail.
Nice.
Okay. I mean, what?
Christina, she's says she thinks that we should do a feature on, like, different Halloween holiday-themed alcohol drinks.
All right.
She did all show right. me some the other day.
Yeah.
So
are you going to do it?
Sure.
Okay, we got you on film. Ooh. Oh, smack the shit out of him. I'll give you a dollar. I think that's $10. Yeah, with a brush. With him bent over.
Okay,
Rain it in.
Sorry.
We don't have the FCC. We have
sorry about that. Scratch about the boo-boo. I'm
sweating here, man. Jeez. Oh, wait, that could be because I'm fat. My bad.
That boo-boo got grabbed.
Whoa.
All right, so what else we got? Because we got a couple of minutes to fill.
Sure. Sure.
Hey,
sure.
Did you see the news this week?
Are you talking about Obama coming to Oregon?
No.
He was not welcomed. I called that one, though, didn't I?
Rick Moranis turned down a cameo role in the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I did read that. He said it just didn't interest him. To revisit a property he did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was actually, you know, if I didn't have such a great respect for the guy, I would have said ass. But I did say ass because the guy left being
the one in 96.
Yes. I mean, he left. His wife died sad. But he left Hollywood to take care of his kids.
Yep.
And not farm them out to other people. And all you can say about that is, wow.
And
that is a good guy.
He did make the statement in the interview that now that his kids are grown and gone, he says that he is thinking about making a comeback.
Oh, yeah. He could do it.
And I enjoyed his roles.
Anything he does, he's awesome.
As simple as even, you know, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids series. He was funny in that. What else did he do?
Little
Giants. Loved that movie. He was the
Blue Moon.
Yep.
Oh, that was the one with Steve Martin, where he was. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, but come on, Spaceballs. The helmet. I mean, and Ghostbusters. Another one of his, you know.
He was Tully.
Yeah, but I mean. Going, you know, coming up for just one day worth of, you know, just, I mean, but the fans would love it so. I mean, the fans would love it. And I know that he cares about his fans and whatnot.
And everybody else has basically approved it.
They're all in it.
Bill Murray even finally said, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a cameo. Winston, I don't know his role.
Ernie Hudson.
Sigourney Weaver said she's going to do a cameo in it.
Wow.
Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors.
That was, okay, I take back Helmet. I got to give him to that one. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was
a good one. That's a Dodger 2.
Yeah. You know how that was supposed to end? Had a completely different ending, where the plant took over the world.
Yeah,
it really
surprised.
Did.
I like the end where the little ones are by the front fence, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, that was the show.
So next week, actually, we're supposed to have those in Paranormal come on as a guest speaker.
Why won't we?
So
tune in next week.
On Monday and see if she can make sure 100% that cements it. If not, then we're going to talk about the Day of the Dead or the Day of the Day.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to say that, but we're going to have to talk about something else.
We'll just call it the
Day of the Dead.
I don't have to do the Menagerie Mortes. Me, my mom, I'm going to
get a shirt as well. Tattoo this week.
I think you should. On your forehead. And having said that, we're out of here.
Beware of the blobby, and leaps and glides and flies across the floor, right through the door.
floor and all around the wall. A splotch, be careful of